Dublin last night was awesome. It doesn't feel like last night because we're still awake. It's the early morning after the last night that we just had in places like the Temple Bar, which, as we expected, wasn't necessarily full of anybody local, other than the people that took us there. We had a really good night. I was with a couple of very interesting people. One I won't talk about because he's slightly perverse and not sitting too far away from us right now. I'll talk to you in a minute. Shut up. And ever so slightly more pensive individual who is probably relaxing from a hard day's work and also jet-lagged, Bert Herman.
Hello.
You are. If you relaxed anymore, you would actually be asleep on this sofa. We're the only people awake, I think, in the whole hotel. We've had a good night. We have been out and about. You're here as well.
I hope so. Yeah, emotionally, I am. Physically, I'm not.
But because Bert is going first thing tomorrow morning, I'm not going to get a chance to talk to him again. So I thought I would say it was really good working with the last couple of days.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me out here. It's been great too.
It wasn't my decision. I might have mentioned you to somebody, but
yeah, you were somehow an instigator in all of this.
I might have said I really like Storify. I think curation is very important right now, especially with the amount of stuff that's flying around at the moment. To make sense of it all is awesome. And so wouldn't it be good if, when we're talking about stories, that you could come along and tell us about your tool, which is, I could see that sentence coming, but couldn't change it for some reason. Nevertheless, an awesome tool it is.
Thank you.
You've got some stuff happening soon, which I just remembered I'm not allowed to talk about.
No, well, yeah, we have lots of things we want to do. It's just a challenge of getting the resources to do it. But we think we barely scratched the surface of this. There's obviously a huge need here for sifting through all this information and reinventing how publishing works for the social media age. And we think we can do a lot more to really push the ball forward on this, so to speak. And yeah.
Now you've got me. Now I've got you. You've been sucked into the... It's getting darker. Do you miss the action, the story-making side of things? You're doing stuff, obviously, every day for yourself, bits and bobs, the tweets and this, that and the other, but your journalistic background, I mean, it's not Afghanistan, is it?
No, it's definitely different. I guess, yeah. I mean, I had a pretty good run traveling around the world, seeing a lot of things, both the highs and lows of humanity. But this now, to me, is more exciting because I really do think the way stories are being told is changing. So whereas as a reporter, you tell certain individual stories, I mean, what we're working on is really changing the whole framework for how this all works and seeing where that goes. So it's kind of great to be at the heart of that while we're in the middle of this media revolution that's really going on. We are just at the start of seeing how the internet is disrupting all these industries, creating new formats, creating new types of media. So yeah, it's exciting time. So I'm glad to be part of that.
It's definitely a kind of time of perpetual change, and to be a part of that, definitely think you should be proud. Is Storify it? Are you working on anything else either side? Does Storify take up all of your time?
It takes up a lot of time, yeah. I mean, that is my full-time job. I also have this side venture, Hacks and Hackers, where we try to bring together journalists and technologists. Again, because everything is changing, we do think it's important to bring together both sides, the people creating content, the creative minds from that aspect, and then the creative, you know, coders and developers who are actually building the tools, the frameworks to put this stuff out. I mean, they really need to be working more closely together than ever as things are evolving.
So tomorrow morning you'll be getting up in good time, hopefully, with the sound of a ear-piercing alarm in order to catch an early morning flight. What will you be taking back to the States other than probably a mild hangover?
No, I mean, I think it was interesting. The subtext of the conference today, it was about exploding media, but really there was storytelling. That was kind of at the heart of what everybody was talking about today. And we started talking about that. We really think that's a way to humanize this. I mean, there's buzzwords that people throw around, like curation, aggregation. Nobody necessarily knows what these things mean, but I think storytelling really resonates. It's something people have always done. So, you know, from this country, Ireland, known for a long history of storytelling, it's great to see that is what people care about, and that I think is how we will communicate, and that doesn't change regardless of the technology.
Definitely. I think it's incredibly powerful, especially when you're standing at a bar in Ireland and the guy tells you how much those two whiskies and a beer cost. For me, it was a work of fiction. How could it possibly cost that much? But no, it was true. Ever so much more powerful. And we paid. I do still highly recommend a drink that we had tonight. Redbreast. What an awesome whiskey. You got yours paid for you?
Yes.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marek Walton from the Mustard Corporation. I'm a writer and a designer and an audio director who works in the game industry.
You've got it's unbelievable how sensible you can have when you've got a fluffy bit on the end of a phone stuck in front of your face.
Innately, I'm quite a sensible guy, really, I feel. I feel that tonight I've actually been the lanyard that holds things together emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, and perhaps even logically.
The Mooney in the corridor to the security guy?
That was something that actually required for us to progress to the interior of the building. So therefore, something that had to be done.
It was better than any pass I could have shown. Interesting conversations in all corners of the conference. Some of the most exciting and interesting participants, because there was a hell of a lot of passionate people really wanting to move things forward, and everybody in between, from taxi drivers wanting to tell stories and share stuff to, I don't know, it's just everybody we come into contact with. It's been a really, really good couple of days. I'm very lucky because I'm going to be spending a few more days in Ireland, but I want to say thanks very much. But safe trip back tomorrow. I've got to spend another day with Marek, which is a good thing, I think. I'll find out tomorrow. Safe trip back.
Yeah, thanks so much, Christian.
Take care. We are drinking orange juice now.
But that's after the crack and Rohypnol.
Sweet dreams.